Cheers to life. 7 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. This is the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station. And we are live at Itumiang Crescent, right here in Victoria Island, Lagos. I'm Mary Anakin, welcoming you, Lagos, to What's Up, Lagos? can you tell that my voice is getting back gradually? I'm so excited. Ooh. Feeling like myself all over again. I am so glad. Are you happy? Yes. You know what? I am happy because you know it's a brand new day and it's great to be able to wake up, stretch, yawn, you know, just breathe. There's nothing as great as that, and that is why you should be happy. You should be excited. Don't worry. It's the person that has life that worries about stuff now. If you were not here, would you be worrying? But anyway, it's a brand new day. Tuesday is the second day in the month of May. It looks like May is going to be an interesting, very interesting and positive month. I don't know about you, but I'm just going to be manifesting all the positivity that comes with the month of May, and may it be good for us all. As usual, it's a two-hour show that brings you the best of entertainment and conversations. Like I always say, Lagos's best conversation resides right here, and you can take that to the bank. We will be starting off with our sound off, and we sound off on all kinds of issues, social, economic, political, everything and anything we do sound off on. It's we help you say what's on your mind. And right after that, we go into our musings for the day this morning. And right after that, on the 11 o'clock hour, we get into some serious conversation. And today we're going to be talking about upbringing and how it does affect or play a role in our daily lives as we are grown-ups now. And I'm only talking to grown-ups, okay? Yes. So that's what the show is going to look like. Are you ready? Let's do this.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badjuba, has been arraigned before an Ogbe magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. Now, apparently, we see that one of the presidential candidates during the 23 presidential elections has talked about hope for workers. Now, yesterday, the world all over, celebrated workers, dignity in labor, all of those who break their backs, rendering service one way or the other legally. And when we talk about Workers' Day, we're talking about even the entrepreneurs, the guys who do the one-man business, literally everybody. And the guys who, also work in the civil service, public service, the media guys, the nurses, the doctors, the policemen, the firemen. Every one of us, we celebrated International Workers' Day yesterday. And in Nigeria, there was some sort of, road match in celebration of the day, as opposed to what we normally have at, the Eagle Square in Abuja. It was a departure from the norm. But I said all of that to say that in the May Day speech of former Vice President Atiku Abubakar, who's the presidential candidate of the People's Democratic Party, he had expressed solidarity with workers over the insufficiency of 30,000 naira minimum wage. Yes, of course, we know that, things are on the rise. The cost of living is rising extremely, exponentially high. And monies are not being added to people's salaries, and people are unable to deal with the norm. I was talking to an economist the other day, and he was saying, look, bread that we used to buy for 500 naira, now you buy it for 1,500 naira, in some places 1,200. And for an average household that has about five people in it, one loaf of bread goes nowhere. So you can imagine, it's not just the price of things have not just more than doubled. It's also making people cut and reduce rations, at home, because if you can't afford it, then you have to cut back. And so when these things happen, transportation cost goes up, food cost goes up, everything. Let's not even go to talk about the cost of fuel and all of those things that are already bedeviling our already overburdened economy that's on the downturn. But of course, there's nothing wrong in giving us a little, word of solidarity or a sense of hope. But how long can we keep hoping? Because you see, Nigerians have been told to tighten their belts since 2014, and we're still tightening our belts. And it looks like it's almost going to cut our circulation. And so today, in solidarity with all the workers across the country, 30,000 naira is nothing. Nothing to write home about. There are people who have worked for years and years and have not seen any form of increment in their take-home pay. These are the people we're in solidarity with. There are people who still earn 30,000 naira. Let's do a little bit of mathematics. I wasn't great at it. Let's say you earn 30,000. How much do you pay to get to work? Before, people would pay 50 naira. Now it's maybe 150, depending on where you're going to and where you're coming from. And you're going to have a little meal in the middle of the day. Where does that take you to? When you have kids, you have a family at home, you still have to give money. Do you see where I'm going? It's a bit difficult as it is for every single person. And we're not here for you to give us words or try to pacify us. We need to see action. We need to see salary increments. We need to see civil servants get some form of pay bump and pay rise. I mean, we need to see governments actually lead. We need to see people keep promises. Don't keep telling us words. We're tired of hearing the yapping. Get to working. Get to action. Oh, I mean, look, they promised us that they were going to give us a great economy, a very robust one, better than the one that they inherited. But where are we now? Our debt profile is off. I mean, literally off the roof. Look at how we are. The security situation is not great, is it? I mean, the level of employment and underemployment is not great, is it? Every single thing has a question mark. And so in solidarity with all the workers, we're saying this morning on Sound Off, do better. That's Sound Off. Yes, we do, but we're in Victoria Island, 15 minutes gone past 10 o'clock. It's still What's Up Lagos. This is the best conversation that the radio has ever experienced. And you know what? After the Morning Crossfire and after, of course, the Daily Digest, we try to, let you kick, back a little and just relax and just douse the tension with all the bad news that are on our headlines and national dailies and the ones that even spike your blood pressure. We're here to reduce it. My name is Mary Anacon. Let's get into our musings this morning. I want to talk about upbringing. Yes, upbringing and everybody. You know that joke we make here on the show that, everybody says, oh, my mom's the best mom. My dad is the best mom. My dad is the best dad. My family is the best. Whose family member is that person that is always saying, if you don't pay 1,000, you will not see your father? Who's that wicked auntie at NYSC or the one at Jam office? Who's the wicked auntie that is a receptionist at the ministry that's refused to move your file? But that's not what we're talking about this morning. Let's go into our musings. All right, so I'm asking, the people that were raised, by extremely strict parents, your parents were really strict. You know that one that when you hear your father's car at the gate, everybody, you literally completely arrange yourself. Everybody just, the house is clean in 5 seconds. Now, that's what I'm talking about. If you were raised by extremely strict parents, how has that affected you as an adult? Because, people say that, I think I was having a conversation with Feta yesterday and she was saying, look, I'm grateful for how my parents raised me because I would have been a street kid or something. And I'm like, oh, and she says, I'm happy for it. I don't know about the people who are saying, strict parenting and extreme parenting has somewhat affected the psychology of people. But you can argue that. But if you were raised by strict parents and you had a pretty strict upbringing, the ones that they tore your behind because they had to put some sense in you. You know how they say, they're just going to knock some sense in you. How has that helped you in your life as an adult, as a person? Has it, in one way or the other, molded you to become a better person? What are those things that, they did to you or that they said to you that resonates with you today? I want to pick your brains, and let's go down memory lane this morning. 18 minutes come past the 10 o'clock hour, 0700-993-993-993. That's the number for you to call. That's 0700-993-993-993. You could join the conversation if you're a lady. 0146571-90. That's 0146571-90. Now, if you're listening to us from outside the country, you could join us via Skype. It is at Nigeria Info on Skype. You can tweet at Nigeria Info FM. We are on Twitter. There's a post to that effect. How did your great upbringing... That's if you had strict parents. If you had very cool parents that, you know, you could go anywhere, you could spend the time at your friends over, you know, do the weekend, do those whole stay till the next day things, and your parents didn't raise an eyebrow. Oh, you're lucky child. But if you had a strict upbringing, what role has it played in your life? Has it changed you for the better? Has it changed you for the worse? Oh, it's just insignificant. But let's talk. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. You could join the conversation. If you are a lady, call 01465-7190. You can tweet at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter or send me a WhatsApp message. 0809-597-5805. That's 0809-597-5805. Join the conversation. Let's hear from you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please call us back. And please, when you call us, turn off your radio, okay? 0700-993-993-993. That way, I can hear you and you can hear me and we can have a great conversation. How about that? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Chester Live? Good morning.
Good morning. This is Linda Bell speaking. Regarding this, my parents were actually strict. Hmm. However, it's just like when they had me, they were stricter with my sets. So it took them another 7 years before they had the second set, three sets. And they were so lenient with them. And it pissed me off.
Oh, you know, but that's what happens when you have kids and you see how your parents treat the kids. You're so angry because you're like, but you were so strict. You barely allowed me to do nothing. And now all of a sudden, you're sweet to these kids. Why?
And they allow us to do the hard work. But then I think it sort of like me because it gave me this means of being independent. I'll always want to do things my way. Mm. You know, I push, you make me, you know, add. But on the second note, sometimes it pisses me off.
I know,
like,
the feeling.
When I cars at my back, my arm, and I remember and I'm like, my goodness, what did I even
do? Well, I guess they had to do that to you so you could be an example to your, you know, the younger ones, so they know that daddy and mommy don't take nonsense.
Yeah? Probably.
All right, Linda, thank you very much for calling. So we're asking not just about how you were treated, but has it played a role in your life today? Has it made you a better person? Has it helped you to make the right kinds of decisions? Or is just normal and not insignificant? Or I just want to know. I want to pick people's brains because, you know, there's been that debate about, you know, having strict parents and it not necessarily showing in the life of the children. You remember the conversation we had yesterday morning about the kid who, you know, took a car to school, and some parents would say that's love, you know, and that's just giving the child a free hand. But then people are saying, no, that's not how it's supposed to be in my day. So yes, in your day, how did your parents treat you? Were they very strict? And if they were very strict parents, how is it, you know, helped you turn out to be a better person or maybe a bad person? Did it even have any effect on your life? And as you grow up, as you go about your day-to-day activities, do you think on these things? And does it reflect, you know, on how you deal with people, how you go about your life every day? That's what we're talking about. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. You could join the conversation on WhatsApp, 0809-597-5805. I'll take it slowly. 0809-597-5805. I'd like to hear from you. And we're on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. We have a post up there, so you can just go ahead and, you know, contribute. All right, somebody here on WhatsApp says, this is Gideon from Lagos. Strict parenting has imparted in my life positively. I could bring anyone's toy home. oh, I couldn't bring anyone's toy home. Even if I lent, it was lent to me voluntarily, okay? I'll have to return it. So I know stealing was pointless. It has also helped me to be contented. I'm sure that's what you meant, with what I have, no matter how little my resources are. I don't gamble also because of that. Your celebrity girlfriend Feta is off today, okay? But thank you very much, Gideon, for your message. Very interesting, because you see, it's somewhat normal. I don't want to say it's normal, but it's somewhat normal for kids to bring stuff home. So you could find a pen, you could find an eraser, a toy, an exercise book that it's not your child's. And that's if you even know what your child owns, because some parents have to...
We bring you up to speed with Great Talk.
Some parents have to, you know, give their kids... keep an eye on what they give their kids so that they can know which is theirs and which is not theirs. But anyway, guys... we're going to go for a quick break. When we come back after the break, we're going to take more of your thoughts. We're talking about strict parents and upbringing and how it's affected your life. It's still What's Up, Lagos. We'll be right back. It's still What's Up, Lagos. 33 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock, the 10 o'clock hour. Oh my God, where am I running to? Anyway, What's Up, Lagos? Mary Anna Cohn here. We're talking about upbringing. Yes, I want to know. Yes, I'm a Tata Funko. I want to know what's happening in your life. But most importantly, we're talking about how we were brought up, how you were brought up, how I was brought up. And if you did have strict parents, my question is, how has that strict parenting played a role in your life? Positively, negatively? Or is it just, you know, indifferent? Are you indifferent about it? You're not necessarily able to place a finger on what it's done for you or how it's affected your life. Then, okay, that's fine. But we want to hear it. Did it play any significant role in your life? And when you're going about your business or your dealings with people or your relationships, do you draw from all of those things that you learned from strict parenting? We want to talk about it for the next, how many minutes? Okay. So join the conversation, 0700-993-993-993. We want to hear from you, 0700-993-993-993. And you can be part of the conversation if you join us on WhatsApp, 0809-597585. Or if you're a lady, call 01465-7190 or tweet at Nigeria Info FM. We would like to hear from you this morning. Did you have strict parents when you were growing up? Did they show you shege? How has the shege helped you? Let me go first to WhatsApp and read some of the messages. Albert here says, my parents were very strict in respect of honesty and night crawling. If you came home by 9 p.m., you're very, very late. This has helped me to arrive home early on a daily basis, except traffic situation was the reason for coming late. But I don't know how to do night crawling till date. I'm almost 60 years old now. Honestly, honesty has also been my number one value till date. Oh my goodness, Mr. Albert, congratulations. I'm hoping that you're doing the same thing for your kids, even though, you know, times have changed. But tell me about that too. Adegoke here from Lekki says, I can tell you that most parents who were ruled by a military regime were strict back then, and I believe many of them have gone soft now. Shah. My dad was a strict and a disciplinarian when I was a teenager. He had to use iron hands on me because myself gone stubborn back then. My mom was, you know, the ice water that tries her best to calm him down when I become so annoying. For you to know how stubborn I was when I was growing up, my dad threatened to disown me and even chase me out of the house. But I can tell you now that those punishments and discipline, I must stress, godly upbringing has helped me and my siblings to become better people today, even 28 years after his death. Great, Adegoke, thank you very much. 0700-993-993-993, that's the number for you to call if you're listening to us from outside of the country via our mobile application. And in case you do not have the Nigeria Info FM mobile app, please download it. Download it on your iOS or on your smartphone. Just download Nigeria Info FM and take us everywhere you go. And if you're listening to us from outside of the country, please join the conversation via Skype. It's Nigeria Info FM. I'll take one more message and then go to the phone lines. Kudus from Ikorodu says, What about the people that were given free hand? How does it affect and reflect on them too? But I did ask that question, Kudus, and maybe you might be able to help me answer it. In the meantime, let's go back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Sorry about that. Please call us back if you can. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, 01465-7190. Okay, go ahead and call us. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello?
Turn off your radio, please. All right, that's what happens when you do not turn off your radio. That way you can't hear me and I can't hear you. All right, someone says, what's up, Lagos? Hello, Marianne. My parents were so strict that sometimes I wondered if they were truly my parents, but today I appreciate them because they kept money on the table for days and none of us would touch it. Greeting elders and people, open doors for people, lend a helping hand and ear to anyone who needed help. But if I see the way my mom is calm towards my kids and even scolds me for scolding my kids, I'm wondering, not be this woman train me with the shege banza in a good way. My kids' teachers have also noticed how humble and good-mannered my kids are in school here in the Netherlands. Good manners and upbringing is a must in my family. I beg, where is our second wife, Feta? Prince, she's on a break. She'll be back tomorrow. She needs to take a little nap. You know what I'm saying? Thank you very much, Prince. I really, really love your message. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Sorry. Please call us back. 0700-993-993-993. How strict were your parents when you were growing up? Did you have strict parents or did you have cool parents? You know, some people had cool parents, you know. Their parents were just very cool. They did not show them shaggy banza. Some of us, our parents showed us shaggy. I know my dad is listening. yes, some people, their parents are pretty strict. You didn't go to parties. You didn't do all of those things. Some people, their parents allowed them to do whatever. Drive the cars, bash it, bring it back home. It's okay. On Twitter, Chinagorum Thrive here says, as the last kid, my siblings always believed I was spared by my mom. I was like, with all the things she does to me, I can only imagine waiting she do them. My mom would light a match and place it on the tongue for eating outside. One time, my mom flogged me and then bathed me in public. Chinagorum, sorry you. That's all I can say to you now. Sorry, because it's bad. He said, my mom is military strict. It has its positives and negatives. I don't go home late, never go out for drinks or anything unimportant. It has shaped me to be a better man. She taught me some form of frugality, prudence, honesty, and bluntness. He says, she's my hero. Shout out to your mom then. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. Please call us back if that was you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning, Marian. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Hi, Victor.
Fine. I also might upgrade you. Well done. Yeah.
How you doing now?
Fine. Mm, okay.
All right. Well done. Thank you very much for calling, Victor. All right. Victor is my guy. For those of you that have been, Victor has come to take people's place. He's now my number one guy. You understand me? If you want to see me, go through Victor. I'm playing. 39 minutes gone past 10 o'clock. 0700-993-993-993. Did you grow up with very strict parents or not? But if you did grow up with strict parents, how has it helped shape your life? Do you see a significant, you know, change or importance in how, they trained you? Or maybe you had very chill parents who did not necessarily, you know, worry you or do anything. They just allowed you to go about your life. And have you learned from, has it also helped you? If you become a parent today, has it helped you also in training your own kids? We want to hear the good and they're not very bad stories, okay? And if they lit a match and put on your tongue like they did to Chinagoro, well done. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, cheers to life, Ole.
I greet you now. My father was a military general. Anytime me and my senior brother go to Obekete, if we come back, now so you go flog me 20. You go, if we reach my brother turn, you go flog us fast. Come tell us how my great tata sees me for England. How the team take enter Liverpool. How England take paint their plane in German color, go bomb America 1945. Another one, if you go talk, you come flog me 20 again. So my mama, let me marry my mama. When my father is a street military general. But I still love him. The best father on earth and the boss best mommy on earth for me.
Okay.
My next generation, I will still have them as parents.
But let me ask you, comrade. You went away. I wanted to ask you how you're treating your own kids, because I know you have kids, and that's your military general training. Did you transfer it to your children? Because I'd like to hear it. All right. Send your messages to 0809-5975. 0809-5975805. I always miss the number. 0809-5975805. Or you can tweet at Nigeria Info FM. We have a post up there. You could also send us a message. We have a post up on Facebook. Yes, let me know. If your parents were strict, if you were a product of strict parenting, what role has it played in your life? How has it? How do you turn out? And if you are a parent now, or are intending parents, would you do the same thing to your kids, or have times changed? That's what I want to know. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Sorry about that. Please call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello? Oh, the lines are going. Hello, good morning.
Hello, it's Koboko back.
How are you doing
what
your
today?
What I
want to transfer is my memory of history. Remembering of dead time. And also give them good education. But this time around, I know the flogging, but I can see my daughter, Nicolodea, remote control, and my son. I got a neck off her head. I thought if you do mistake, I go give her a head boost. I can give like a patronizer today. I know the flogging. I can give her a head boost on entire hour.
It's okay.
For them.
Mm-hmm. Well done. Thank you very much for calling, comrade. Very interesting. Please don't give him a headbutt, please. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. Apologies. Call us back. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning, Lagos.
What's up, Lagos? Yes, Chest Alive. Good morning. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. We lost that call. Sorry. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, 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 Chance to arrive. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What did you eat this morning?
I said a vegetable. You didn't forget.
Hey. I feel carry buckets come collect the vegetable to make I come feed the shots like this.
That they
you know me, we go say helicopter.
Well, on this topic. Hello?
I'm listening.
If children not stubborn, parents not go just carry the beach them. Like me. I stubborn.
I can tell.
So I not blame them of beating me the way they beat me. I not blame them at all.
Because you get coconut head.
If they behave like that. To beat them like that, they withdraw sometimes. But sometimes, they give the serious hammering. Yes, so I'll say my mother too treats me like not that she was wicked, because I was stubborn.
Yeah.
Who is not stubborn will not receive beating.
Abio.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for calling. It does make sense, because you know, if you don't have coconut, they will not need to, you know, heat it. Because you know, if coconut was easy, you just open it and just scoop it out. But then you have to knack it to open, and then the water will come out. I'm not saying you should knack anybody's hair though. Anyway, let's go to Facebook quickly. And take some of the thoughts that are coming in on Facebook. Okay. Christian Okori in Yekachi says, just look at the West where the parents are not strict. Would you borrow those kids to be yours for a year? Okay, he's saying that. Would you want, you know, the kids abroad to be? Well, I mean, there are some parents who are strict abroad. No, you can't give a blanket statement like that, but it's okay. Suleiman says, in response to Okori, I'm sorry, I feel embarrassed, but I can't die. Okay, all right, so that's not it. This one says, the world is a harsh world. My advice is be not strict, but be sweet. Okay, but being sweet, does it help? Does it help? This one says, hurting big time, because I had so much traumatic experience living with many. Okay, there's so much of traumatic experiences living with many of us from this wrongness. So he's saying that, you know, strict parenting was wrong for him. Okay, Adele says, helping. Okay, he's saying that it's helping, but let's not be harsh on the children. That's what I'm saying. Let's compare the parenting that we had and the parenting today. I'm sure there's a huge departure. And so what has changed? Because, you know, I talked here on the show about gentle parenting. And, you know, if it does play a good role, if it does help in molding the kids as they should be molded. But, you know, a lot of people say, no, gentle parenting, not a welfare. Yeah. Anyway, this one says, okay, let's see. All right, I'm going to go back to the phone lines in a bit, okay? And then come back to your WhatsApp messages, all right? Let's take another call quickly, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, good morning, what's up, Lagos? Oh, sorry about that. Please call us back if that was you. Hello, good morning, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? May I understand the question now? My own is my grandfather, his brother's wife. He teach me to work hard. He teach me for if I go somewhere, the time where my mother died with my father, sister, where they be take care for me. So that my mother that time, she take care for me. He make me for work hard. He teach me for if I go somewhere, something done to me or something in life hard for me. Let me not try for say that I told somebody thing. Let me try hard for myself.
So, but did they beat you, Victor? Were you beaten when you were a kid?
Huh?
Did they beat you? Did you have coconut?
Yes, I have coconut at the time where my mother is alive.
Okay.
Is there one time where I go pick cigar where somebody smokes cigar, you throw away that filter. I go and carry that filter. You understand? So after where my mother come ask me question, he hear the same from my mouth, my sister. But that thing made me, even though I have a kid friend today, and then friend beg me that now buy a sika. Instead of that, I go buy a food. I know they ever buy any of my friends sika.
Okay,
thank
all
you.
All right, Victor, thank you very much for calling. Okay, hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? It's okay, comrade. Let other people call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, I'm coming from Kenya. I'm driving because I'm just careful. Well,
oh my goodness, I am so sorry. I'm going to have to let you go. Your line is very, very bad. It's very problematic. We can't hear you. I'm so sorry. If you can call us again, maybe it'll sound better. I guess maybe it's because you're on the move, but I'm so sorry because I really wanted to hear from you. You've got great energy. This one says, good morning, Marianne. What's up, Lagos? I'm just joining, hoping to hear Stretch's voice. When will his vacation end? I hope it's not another breakfast tour. No. Stretches in The Hague. He will be back. Hague, don't used to keep people there. You don't go there and submit your, you know, yeah, and come back. Don't worry. He'll be back. Don't worry. Just look out for him. All right. This one says, what's up, Lagos? My dad was very harsh, but I loved that. And unfortunately, I was just 4 years old when my mom moved me from him, and she uses easy hand and trained me, which I'm regretting now because she made me not know many things in life. If nobody, including teacher, can beat me in school because my because my mom will follow to beat the teacher and she will never beat me one day. Oh, well, thank you very much for sending us your message. You didn't give us a name, but thank you very much. This one says, what's up, Lagos? This is Clever T from Ikoyi. I grew up with strict parents. They made me very humble, responsible, and an honest young man. But the training is not doing me any good in our present Nigeria. It seems you must be rugged, cunning, and corrupt to be able to gain advantage to almost every better opportunity in this Nigeria. I sometimes try to change myself, but the character keeps coming back to me. I will not train my children this way when I'm blessed with any. But I think that, you know, the training works for you. You would never, you know, get involved in chat practices, except you want to go that way. And guess what? Now you didn't go catch. Hello, good morning. Fatima is calling us. Where are you calling us from, Valentine? Good morning. Where are you calling us from?
Hello. Yeah, I'm calling from London. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life. Valentine, did you have strict parents?
Yeah. I'm growing up, I used to dread my mom. The woman would beat shake come up with her. So, yeah. And I have I still got that discipline, and my kids, they don't, even though they're born, yeah, they're not going to try to say they want to like people. Mm. I go show them.
Okay.
So, they just, the rest, no.
Okay.
They can't follow the Western way of living here.
They've achieved everything they want in life.
For the first time in a long time, the youth are actually voicing and coming out to protest. It's a beautiful time. And so I think it is just a dress rehearsal for 2023.
Rule of law is supposed to apply whether you are old or young, rich or poor. If we see where rule of law is not being applied, we should call it out and say, this is wrong.
99.3 Nigeria. Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Apologies for that break, Valentine. So sorry, but I'm sure that you were able to make most of your point. I appreciate you. On WhatsApp here, somebody says, "What's up, Lagos? Marianne, good morning. My parents were even the word strictness is scared of them, but I have coconut head. Though rich and avidly rich parents do have different meanings to strictness, but I choose not to transfer the same energy to my kids. I've never spanked them. I only seize their video games or give them fatigue like sweeping, cleaning, amongst others. But their mom does spank them, and they always report their mom to me." Stephen from Okota. Thank you, Stephen. You're the sweet dad, huh? Yeah, the good cop, and mom's the bad cop. Okay, we've got about, 6 more minutes before we wrap here. On the side of the clock, we'll go for a quick after we take 2-3 calls and some messages. And then, of course, on the other side of the clock, we'll be discussing something different. But still it has to do with family and, of course, raising children. All right, on Twitter, Ifai Obani says, "My dad of blessed memory was a disciplinarian, but that's expected because he was a teacher. He never hit me nor my siblings, but one glance at you, you'll get the message. For my kids, they're being raised in a different culture where extreme forms of discipline can get you in trouble." I know, Ifai, and they're going to call the cops on you, unfortunately. But thank you very much for sending your message. I can take a few more calls. 0700 993 993 993. That's 0700 993 993 993. If you are joining us as a lady, call 01465 7190. That's 01465 7190 for the ladies only. Or you can send me a WhatsApp message, 0809 597 5805. Okay, WhatsApp, don't call me, just send me a WhatsApp message. I'd like to hear from you. Hello, good morning, what's up, Lagos? Nobody's home. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Hey. The Queen of Sheba. Are you hearing me?
I can hear you.
Okay. My own was ever walking. My mother believes that the way children get rude or stubborn is when they are idle. So she always makes sure we are always walking. And maybe you go fetch firewood. Maybe you go fetch water. Maybe you go and hug little things and come back. So it's all the way around, hard walking. So the person will be complaining. And my father will also be complaining. My father will always just tell us, see, an idle man is a devil worship. He doesn't want us to be devil by going to adventure, maybe following people. You don't know where they are going to. So that holds our mind. But that also helped me because I work in various places and they always look at me as this. I was a trained teacher. Before I became a trained teacher, I went to typing school, to a commercial school for 1 year, and I work in the ministry. So all that because of the hard work. Mm. Hello.
Okay.
So I also want to stand as a teacher. That some parents do bring their word or their children to us in the school. And tell her that they do this, they do that. Then when we give them counsel, that they should tell them the reason why they should not go at the danger ahead of where they want to go. Are you hearing me?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. But thank you very much for calling. Let's take all the calls. Hello, good morning. Sorry. Please call us back if you can. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Anybody home? Nobody's home. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling
from? Yeah, I'm South from Okudu.
Hi, sir.
You're home alone today.
Yeah, so they have abandoned me. It's okay. Everybody needs some time to, you know, breathe.
Okay, this is where it is. We are with Tisha. You're not home alone.
At all.
My papa. If my father bet his finger. Just the praying.
You know it's over. It's all over.
You start crying even before you. And I end up not beating you. But those actions, you see the way you do. You'll be like, I will say my own son, my son. And you'll be like, what have I committed? And you won't be thinking, I'll be like, did I kill someone? You know, it's good. You know, so if you look at it, where I grew up in Benin, there, right? Everybody, all the young boys there, they all belong to God. Because we know that for that sole reason that my father will kill you, if he dare even hear that you're a friend with a cutting, you are gone. So he kept us away from even associating with all those people, and we're able to survive. In that area, I don't want to mention the place in Benin, that place, you must be the most. About your youth. No. It was a thing of pride. But today we are happy for it. Everybody is running the new. We are relaxed. We are enjoying ourselves. When they are fighting, we can feel anywhere we like. So we have our father to thank for that. Me and my brother, we are five brothers.
Oh, wow.
You see that none of us. We also,
it must have been a brigadier general to deal with all five of you.
Yeah. By the grace of God, we are not a member of any of them.
On the streets and narrow. Thank God for you. Thank God, Osas.
Bye.
All right. Thanks for calling, Osas. Interesting. Because you know what? I mean, I think, don't get me wrong, I think girls can also be a headache. But having five boys, my God, that's like a military battalion. You need to be a military general to handle it. I'm just saying. Don't quote me. All right, on WhatsApp here, somebody says, my dad was strict to me growing up. I even told him that I hate him to his face. This man smiled and said, that means that I'm doing my job correctly. Wow, daddy mean. Looking back at it now, I appreciate everything he did. There's a Yoruba saying, Ranti omo eni tiwa iwo. Okay, whatever. I can't say it. Ranti omo eni tiwa eti iwo. I'm sorry, I killed it. The English version is that, remember the child of who you are. The fear of my father made me immune to peer pressure. Will I handle or beat my girls the same way now? No, but I definitely will be adopting other aspects of their training. Malik, thank you very much for your message. This one says, good morning, Marianne. There are some names you hear, you know the coconut head is there and is inborn. You see any name that has Emeka attached, Anebuka, ha, fear us. We were flogged and always did it. And he cannot pay me an odeshi, haha. Emeka from Bagada. So all the odeshi that you did, how did he help you? Because that's what we're about. We're looking at, you know, how this has played a role, the strict parenting, how it has shaped your life, and if it's made you the person that you are today. That's what we're really interested in, okay? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Well, guys, that's the most we can do. We have to go for the news at the top of the hour. When we come back on the other side of the clock, we will be talking again about parenting. Stay with us. It's still the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. All right, 5 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. It's still What's Up Lagos. I'm Mary Anacon. Let's talk about a debate that's been had on social media and among young people who are new parents or those who are about to have babies. I know, just relax. I'm going to tell you where I'm coming from. So apparently a lady posted about the fact that children are a burden. And she said, I don't mean it in a bad way. It is what it is. Children often slow down careers and are very costly and are very time consuming. It's sad that some are carelessly brought into the world by people unwilling to make those sacrifices. So she's talking about the sacrifice of being a parent. Because you see, whether we like it or not, children come into this world in different ways. Sometimes ways that you don't plan for them to come in. And there are lots of children who are abandoned. Some children come and they don't have care. They're born into homes where you know, their parents cannot afford to take care of them, etc., etc. I mean, life has its ups and its downs, and you know, like the Nigerian parlance, all fingers are not equal. But this lady was being attacked by a lot of people who found her post very controversial, saying that why would she say that children are a burden? Was she a burden to her parents? You know, did she slow down her own parents' careers? Was she a costly child for her parents? Did she consume the time of her parents? You know, people attacked her. But let's look at the messaging here. The reason why she put this in. And that's at the end, the tail end of her message. She said that it's very unfortunate and sad that some people carelessly bring children into the world. And these children are brought into the world by people that are unwilling to make sacrifices like, you know, slow down their careers, pay the costs of bringing up these children, and sometimes give all their time to bringing up kids. Now, if you are a parent or you're intending, I mean, you just got married because everybody's excited to get married and everybody wants to have kids right after that. Maybe not everybody. I just thought about it. Maybe not everybody's excited to get married. Maybe not everybody wants to have kids, you know. But do you share that same ideology as the woman? Because she's making a very interesting point that children can, in fact, she's not saying can be a burden, are a burden. Children are a burden, she says. And she says she doesn't mean it in a bad way. She's saying that they often slow down your career, whether you're a man or a woman, especially the woman. That they're very costly to maintain, like babes. and they're very time consuming. I'm most intrigued by the last line. That it is sad that some of these children are callously brought into the world by people who are unwilling to make sacrifices. So let's talk about children. What she's saying is very interesting. If children are costly and expensive, how come people are having 5, 6, 7? I've met a family of 12. If they're very time-consuming, does that mean that once you start having these truckload of children, then your career comes to a standstill? And have you as a parent at some point in your life felt that if you didn't have kids, you could have gotten to where you wanted to get to the pinnacle of your life? Did you think that that second child or that third child or that fourth child put a plug or a spanner in the wheels of things for you? Have you ever at any point thought of your children? And look, guys, it's time for us to be vulnerable. We're not being judgmental. It's a safe space. We're just having a conversation and nobody's going to knock you for saying, well, I think that if I had 2 kids, I would have been a better off person. I could have gone back out there on the saddle and been a great teacher or a doctor or pursued my career in management or whatever. Have you ever for any time at any point in your life felt overwhelmed bringing up your kids, taking care of your baby? Have you felt like, oh my God, I'm losing it? Because this woman says succinctly that children are a burden, but not in a bad way. She says they often slow down careers. They're very costly, very time consuming. Let's dwell on those 3 things. Did you at any point feel like, oh, I cannot do anything else because I have this kid? I cannot face my career because I have this kid. This kid is costing us a lot of money, so maybe I have to go out of my way to do something else to get extra income. And for the man, maybe you were expecting 1 child and then you had 2. They came all like 3. How costly was that for you? And how were you able to pull through? Let's not even forget about the fact that sending a child to a creche or even educating children these days is very expensive. Do you know how much it is to pay for kindergarten? And you have to buy diapers, you have to buy wipes, you have to feed the child, you have to give the proper meals, you know. Oh my God, and you have to go for inoculations and immunizations and medications, and you know, kids. Does this woman's pulse hold some water? Are you for it? Are you against it? Or can you make sense of it? Let's talk, guys. 0700-993-993-993. We have a post up on our Facebook, on our Instagram, and on our Twitter at Nigeria Info. Would like to hear from you. What do you think about this woman's position on children? 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993 for everyone who wants to call. But if you're a lady, we have a special line for you. Yes. We're feminist on this station. Ha ha. 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. Would you like to continue to propose this theory, or would you beg to differ? Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello. All right. So, yeah, just see somebody else, eh? Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
My name is Chukwuka. I'm calling from Ikoyi.
All right. Go ahead, please.
I think the woman is saying two things. He's saying something that is obvious. Yes, having a kid, having children is bothersome and costly in some sense. But I don't see anything there, because we do things in life that, you know, that is bothersome, that is costly. So why are you making it as a special case? But the other part of what the woman said, which is right, that some people carelessly bring children to this world which are not ready to take the responsibility, or maybe they assume that it's not, they don't know what they are going into, and they, yes, they did it.
But do you really think that people really know what they're going into when it comes to having kids? Because every experience is, you know, peculiar.
But some people want it.
Yeah, I can want. Look. I can want something. I can see a very handsome guy and I want him, but I don't know what I'm going in for, because he might be a crazy person.
But you're supposed to have known yourself in the first place.
It's not a one size fits all. It's not the same experience for everybody. You have to also come to terms with that, you know.
I understand that it's everybody, but welcome to the world. This is the world we are living in. You're supposed to, now when it hits you, you know, oh, this is what it's all about. Yes, you learn from it. You ask questions. You start learning. But for you to, I don't think there is much the ladies said anyway that about children. We do things. If you eat today, it's expected in 6-8 hours, or by the next day that you are going to visit the toilet. Of course, it's an obvious thing. Then the part, my own, I like what she said about people carelessly. Yes. But we need to tell them that, hey, you are a human being, you are an adult, and there will be time if you do this thing, this the consequences.
Okay.
You should learn from others.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate your thoughts. Hello, good morning. Dear, please call us back if you can. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Joseph. I'm calling from K2.
All right, Joseph, go ahead.
Yes, the woman's perspective make a little bit of sense, in the sense that when those who carelessly bring children to life, to the world, they create problems. But for the aspect of saying that it slowed down career, I am very, very, I'm not satisfied with that.
But it might not be your experience. It might be her experience. It might be another person's experience. If your children didn't slow down your career, doesn't mean that that's not her experience.
She is making a general statement. She's not saying it on her own perspective or as her personal problem. She's saying it as a general statement to everybody. So you beg for the children. You brought these children. You decided that you were going to bring these children. So you cannot make it look as if they are slowing down your career. More so, what career?
Sorry. What do you mean by make it look like? If you have to stop working, if you have to be at home because you cannot afford a nanny, it's expensive, or you're not even trust. You have trust issues, and you can't trust your child with another person.
It
of
is
course,
your choice.
That is you not but being able
children,
to work again for another year or two.
The children were you brought them to life. You invited them. You knew you had a career before you invited these children. So it is your choice. It is your career. And then, which career? Is there any career without a child? If you ever have a career without a child, what are you going to use? What is the career for? Career without family or continuation of
I'm
life.
Sorry. No, sir. No, sir. What is priority to you might not be priority to another person. So don't please.
No.
You can't say that what is career without family. There are people who don't care about that. I know people who are married and don't want kids. That's their life. So you can't judge them because that's not what you want.
Agreed, but she made a general statement. And I'm only commenting on the statement she made, which is general. She didn't personalize it. I hope you get that clear, that mm-hmm. she didn't personalize it. Mm-hmm. She's making it as, this is a problem to the society. If she had personalized it, that, oh, to me, this is what it is, then one would have come from that perspective.
Again, it's her words, not mine. But thank you very much for the healthy back and forth. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, sorry. Please call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio.
Hello.
Turn off your radio, please.
I'm up from that place.
Go ahead. I can still hear myself.
I'm out.
I can still hear him. I even heard you now. It's very easy. Just turn off the radio.
Are you okay now?
Perfect. Go ahead.
See, on this matter, is when you are not ready, it can slow down your career. I think you should be ready for something before you bring it to the world. Some people are not ready at all, and they don't know what they are even going to. They just want to bring up children without taking care of them, and they become a problem to the society. That is how I see this matter that you bring up.
Mm.
But when you are ready to have children, if it is one you want to have it. If you want to pursue another career, you pursue it. After you're through with that career, if you want to have another one, you have.
But you know that having children is not one person's choice. So one person might want to have one, and the partner wants two. So again, there's a lot of sacrificing that takes place.
Before you marry that man, tell him you want to have one. If he agrees with
and what
you
if he and agrees later, and then later on says, oh, but this baby's going to be lonely. Let's have another
that one will bring issue. For me, we can go a separate way. Yes, because we agree.
That means you don't love him.
Which love? Love or my own happiness.
And
I better forget that love. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Very interesting conversation we're having here, yeah? Anyway, I'm asking, in case you're just joining us for the first time on this conversation, it's What's Up Lagos? I'm Mary Anacon, and we're asking how children, affected your life and your career and your finances. And what have you had to sacrifice? Because this lady is saying, and I want to reiterate what she said, children are a burden, she says. But I don't mean it in a bad way, because it is what it is. They often slow down careers. They're very costly and they're very time consuming. But it's sad that some are carelessly brought into the world by people unwilling to make those sacrifices. Guys, I see my phone lines lighting up like fireworks. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, it's quite right. Based on her experience, she spoke on her experience. And again, other people that have children, when you look at them, those who do not have, as regards to the position they are holding to look after their family, they might be discouraged because things are not in order. You have carrying your children to daycare as early as 6 o'clock or 8 o'clock, only to come back by 8 o'clock again. That one is not a maternal care now.
Mm.
Then when they are growing up, you go and look for a housemaid, do not know, to cook for them. So they don't really see their parents, so they behave haywire. Then what are those children under the bridge? This is as a result of not planning for them.
Mm.
And then when you talk about burden, not everybody can bear burden. So, and the head they fall into it, they may run away. I know a man who ran away from family because he has 9 children. Then the woman continued managing.
But the woman didn't climb on top of herself to give 9 children. He had one. He had two. He kept going. Come on.
Maybe they don't know about family planning. Because the man used her as a family planning. Because when a woman has just given birth, so stay up to 6 months. 1 year before they start menstruating again.
Okay, all right. It's morning radio. Thank you very much for calling. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, good morning, Chester.
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
My name is Mary Ann, and you have to say what's up, Lagos.
Mary Ann, sorry. Yeah, good morning.
What's up, Lagos? Ngozi, we don't need you to borrow. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Go.
Yeah. For me, I think the woman is quite right, all the points mentioned. It's only in Africa that people just get married and start popping out kids without proper planning. You actually plan for kids, and you plan for the number you can actually take care of. That's your income.
Mm.
For instance, a man that earns 50,000 naira as salary, or even our 30,000 as minimum wage, you have no business with more than one child or even two. Mm. That's just the truth. If you want to give those kids at least a good, not even quality life, maybe a fair life, as the word may be.
Mm.
So, but here people see giving birth as is their right. Once I get married, I start popping out children. It's only here in Nigeria I see people give birth for their brother that is rich. Meanwhile, the rich brother, yes, had two. And the younger one will have...
Imagine the irony.
And be hoping, I'm telling you the truth. And he will be hoping on the rich brother that had two kids, with all his riches, to come and train his 7 or 10 children. So people should learn that when the woman said it slows down your career, it's 100% fact.
Mm.
Most women, some even drop out of school taking care of children.
Mm.
I've seen it happen in my university days. So when a man start there and start arguing about something you don't know, I just feel he's not being truthful to himself.
Okay.
Yes, it may not be applicable to a man, but women do that a lot.
Mm.
And they slow down their career, they slow down their life entirely. Because here, we are used to abandoning child upbringing to the woman rather than being a
co-parent. Yeah.
The two. Yes.
Mm.
The men always abandon it to the women.
Mm.
So I think these are just the challenges. It's a very huge one, and it's something one needs to look critically.
We need to talk about more often.
Mm. Yes.
Thank you very much, Ngozi. Very, very valid point you've made. But now it's become more like between the man and the woman now. So it means that this woman was somewhat right in saying that it slows down careers, and not necessarily for the parents, for the father, but for the mother. So the women are on the receiving end here. They get the short end of the stick. Is it? But anyway, we're just asking, giving birth and having kids, how has it affected you, your life, your career, and your finances? Someone here says, hello, Marianne. This woman's post is very valid, but for only those who want to practice deliberate and intentional parenting. No big beans to raise children if you want to give it your best. It really requires a lot of sacrifice. But these days, people just give birth senselessly and start giving them to uncles and aunts to stay in exchange for upkeep. Tosin Oyedele. Thank you very much, Tosin. We're going to go for a break, Lagos. When we come back, we'll conclude on this issue. And Ngozi raised a point about having kids because you have a family member who can take care of them. Isn't that crazy? We'll be right back. Yes, it's Lagos' best conversation right here. 32 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. It's still What's Up, Lagos? Yes, cheers to life. And we are still talking about childbearing. A lady posted up something about children, and it didn't really sit with a lot of people right, especially Africans. Well, she did say that children are a burden, and she added that she didn't mean it in a bad way, but that it is what it is because they often slow down careers, they're very costly, and they're very time-consuming. And she said it's sad that some carelessly are brought into the world by people unwilling to make those sacrifices. Hence my question this morning that I posed to you all, those of you who are listening. And I've heard very interesting and very moving statements about this issue of childbirth. And And that's why I'm asking the question. I mean, the controversy of having children, because it's a debate. Some people don't have. I have a friend who's been married 20 years and does not have kids and does not want to have kids, and she's okay with it. And she tells me, look, I've adopted 20 children and they're being taken care of in so-and-so country. And it's not that she cannot afford them, but that's what she wants. So people make that choice not to. But if you have listened to that woman's, you know, what I said about her pulse, does it resonate with you in any way? Does having children affect your life and career? How has it even affected your finances? And what have you had to sacrifice while you had children or in having children? And if you're yet to have children, what are you considering and what conversations are you having before you start having those kids? And I'm not in any way trying to put a dampener on your happy and dandy life of getting married and having kids. It's just a conversation. 0700-993-993-993. That's the number for you to call. 0700-993-993-993. You can call if you're a lady, because today, like I say, this one concerning now past me. 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. You can tweet at Nigeria Info FM. On Twitter, and you can send us a WhatsApp message on 08095975805. Let's talk. The phone lines are blazing. I'm going to go read your messages in just a minute, but let's go to the phone lines. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
My name is Franca.
Say what's up, Lagos, please. Franca. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I called today, but based on what is on my neck now, that's why I'm calling back again.
What?
I make use of my ATM to withdraw money.
I'm sorry, you're calling the wrong show. You're calling the wrong show. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Amy, calling from Ikeja.
Go ahead.
So, what the lady tweeted or posted is actually very right.
Hmm.
I mean, just the reality. Well, people still go ahead, they go into it. You know, it's so funny. I just had a conversation with an Uber driver. Very random. His wife just gave birth to triplets.
Mm. Triplets?
Yes, I'm telling you.
Goodbye
to sleep. Happy for him, but the guy sounded not so happy. And
oh, my goodness. Are you there? Oh, dear. I think that we lost you, darling. Please call us back, okay? We lost that connection. Do call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? I don't know if you can hear me now.
Yes, cheers to life. I can hear you now.
Okay, that's good. For me, I said, nothing. That statement is not bad, but one statement that is bad in that statement. Yeah, children can be trouble sometimes. You know, you have to do a lot. But saying they disturb your career or something. In the first place,
she didn't say disturb. She said they could slow down career.
Yes, they slow down your career. In the first place, why are you working?
Excuse
In the
me?
First place, Sorry, why are you building up a career?
Excuse me?
Do you want to make up the money? Because if you're having a career, the career is to make up the money. And if you
really?
Make up the money,
so you,
who will eat the money?
Sorry, sir. Pause. So you only have a career because you want to make money. Is that it? So
you have
nothing that makes you do what you do. You don't love it. You just
no,
work because
sir, you
want to make
love
money.
What you do, but your children don't stop you from doing what you're doing.
Oh yes, they can.
They can't.
Yes, they can.
So, as a mother, they don't. And I love that illustration that man gave.
I'm sorry. When she has to be at home to wean that child, and the office gives you only 6 months maternity leave, you have to go back.
How do you do it? You know something? I love that illustration that man gave when he said, "When you eat, you know the results. When you do, you know the results."
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes, you should take it.
So why is it that this only puts a dampener on the woman and not the man?
It's not only on the woman. One person has to walk if one has to stop. We just have to understand.
But you just proved that woman right. She has to stop, right? What does that mean? Slowing down her career.
how does it slow down her career? If she stop and she is the child that's going to a certain
is it possible that you're being insensitive in this conversation because you already have a bias? Because I'm trying to understand. You say this
no,
and
no,
I attack you and then you go back
to... It's like, it's
no, but
like
it sounds
telling
that
your
way.
Child, it's like having a child and telling that child that when I give back to you, you slow down my career. How would the child feel? I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say.
No, I'm listening. I'm trying to understand what you mean.
So, if you know you can't put up such words to your child, why would you say, my child is slowing down my career?
How about you, the man, take on some responsibility?
For me, I love it when people say, when you get married and you start doing the do, you know you will have children. Except you, if you don't want to have children, you
know what
to do.
Unfortunately, when you have the children, it's one person that's left with the burden.
You don't want to see them like, number one, you don't want to see them like liability that will cause problem in your life. You don't want to see them as they will slow down your career. Yes, they may do it, but it should not even come out of your mouth.
Ah, I see. So this conversation should not be had. They should just die in silence.
You are not dying in silence. Nobody asked you to do the do.
Ah, I see. So people can actually choose not to have kids, right?
Yes.
Perfect. You and I in agreement. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. Let's take some messages. Ahmed from Isashi says, the issue is not much of a debate. The lady was right in her assertions about children, but the disturbing thing is that the society puts so much pressure on people who are not ready of them about these pressures. Thank you, Ahmed, for your message. This one says, what's up, Lagos, Mary Anna? Now, you give me a new name. It is not like Anne abandons the kid for the women to take care of them, but most of the men go to hustle for the family daily bread, you know, and sometimes decision-making changes. I love kids. And just because the economy is not helping doesn't mean that I shouldn't do what I love to do. Okay, thank you. You didn't give me your name. This one says, good morning, Mary Anna. The woman is right, especially people having some career and passion for the job, and in those countries and this country of ours, if the pay is really good, I support her. I'm a male. Emeka from Bagada. Emeka, your message is almost all over the place. I didn't really get you, but thank you very much for sending in. We've got about 4 more minutes before we go on to a live sponsorship on the show today. Okay, so let me go back to the phone lines. Let's take maybe one or two calls. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos?
Aha, cheers to life.
Good morning, this is Joy.
Joy, how you day?
See, I'm fine. So, is the only woman that will not sit down at home and take care? Why can't not the man leave his job and sit down at home?
But why would the man breastfeeding? The man is not the one
who's
going
to be doing... He's not breastfeeding.
So, yeah, it's important for women to be home.
Wait. Is it not both of them that give birth to the children?
Yeah, but who's going to pay for the diapers?
We don't agree to leave their job or their career to stay at home. I'm telling you, they should find a way to get
I like that. Joy, I like where you're coming from, but I'm going to fault you. Here it is. You're the one who's been split open by a baby that weighs a few kilos. Mm. You're the one who needs to heal, and hence the maternity leave. There is paternity leave in some places, but then it's shorter. Because not the,
after the maternity, what will you do?
Just hold on. That's what I'm saying. So it behoves on you to stay home for some time because you're breastfeeding, you're having to do a lot of things. You yourself, you have to heal. And then what you want to do after your maternity leave expires is up to you.
Yes, that is how we have to agree. Me, I will not stop my career or my work because of baby. That is it. Thank you.
All right, Joy. I would love to know how many babies you have, Joy, if you have any. Hello, good morning. Oh, dear. Please call us back if you can. I think I can take one more call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's your name? Where are you
calling? I can call you from Songo presently.
I can go ahead, please.
I really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
You guys are doing a good job.
Great.
I am. You see, the this discourse, it's a perspective that has been, I say, that has been avoided for too long. Because it is true that once a child sets in, there are lots of reshaping and reordering to do. It is true. And it is more on the lady
you have to be honest with ourselves. It is more on the lady. Lady has to make a lot of sacrifices. Mm. I just have to step up his game. You understand? Mm. The lady has to make a lot of sacrifices. And the word the lady uses, it slows down. For some, it actually stops their career.
Yeah.
Because they have to give it up.
Yeah.
They have to stop for a long... You see, we have different examples out there. I was at the time seeing this movie, The Cleaning Lady. Lady used to be a doctor. She had to leave the whole country and move down to US because her child needed a particular surgery that could only be performed there. And she's a cardiovascular surgeon, very brilliant. But she had to leave what she was doing and start working as a cleaning lady because she wanted to support her child. You understand what I'm saying? There are lots of, and the truth is, the society we are in today, they sort of shun it because, you know, the lady is like a second person, you understand, the gender. Mm. So the sort of shun and quietness about all these things.
Mm.
And people are starting to speak out, and I don't understand. She only shared her perspective.
Okay.
For her, she feels this is this.
Okay.
You understand?
All right.
She's not saying that no child should be born again, because no, she said it can be tasking, it can take a lot from you. That's what she's trying to say.
Okay.
That it can take a lot from even the man. Okay, take that and call her.
We have to go. We have to go. I'm so sorry. We have to go. We're out of time. Thank you very much for your thoughts. Everybody who's been, who sent a message, who's participated in the conversation, really, but we have to go because we've got a sponsorship now. But to everyone who's very excited, because, you know, people are excited to be in relationships, you're excited to get married. But then that's the eye-opener, because right after that, the realities of life begin to set in. You need to have babies. You need to get a job. You need to be able to provide. And the country is not easy. So let me use the words of Daddy Shoki. Shine your eye. A word, you guys. We'll be back after this short break. I'll take it to me. And that's it on the show today, Lagos. We've had a very interesting 2 hours, like I promised. I never make promises and don't keep them. I want to say thank you to all who participated in the conversations. And don't forget, shine your eye. Don't be excited about the ring, the wedding, the plan. Ask questions. We've got to go, Lagos. Follow Nigeria Info on all of its social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. It's Nigeria Info 99.3. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, MIMIEYO. That's Mimi Ayo. Or best, you can also look for Marianne Duke Okon anywhere else. Okay. Love you, Lagos. Bye-bye. Up next is the news at the top of the hour.